Saint Anthony, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is a curious thing about Saint Anthony that he who was so learned a man, he was known as the Ark of the Testament for his great knowledge of sacred scripture, and then declared by Pius XII a doctor of the church. Every doctor has his own adjective, and he's known as the evangelical doctor for the same reason, and was a very, very great preacher and sublime miracle worker in his day. Well, it's an odd thing that St. Anthony should be reduced in practical terms to the one you pray to when you misplace your car keys. And yet I'm sure he wouldn't mind, because St. Anthony was one of those saints who wanted to imitate our Blessed Lady and her humility, and he loved Mary very, very much. And she was the source, of course, of the strength of his preaching and the force of his miracles, too. Well, he was trying his whole life long, and this has got to be one of the keys of sanctity, to lose himself in Jesus and in Mary. And when he actually was lost, he never minded, and more than once he arranged, as it were, that he should be lost. And so when he first became a religious at the age of 15 of the Augustinian order, he was from a wealthy and a noble family, and they were related to the short ruling kings of Jerusalem, Geoffrey de Bouillon. Well, everybody came to see him in the monastery because he was such an affable fellow and he had so many friends. And he didn't want that. He wanted to be lost. He wanted to be a good monk. He wanted to be a good novice and religious. And so he actually asked for a transfer to Coimbra, a town at some distance from Lisbon. Remember, the Portuguese call him not St. Anthony of Padua, but St. Anthony of Lisbon, his birthplace in Portugal, so that he could be lost there. And the transfer was granted, and it was a little bit too far. His friends came once or twice, but then after that, they sort of let it go. And that's where he devoted himself in silence to study of Scripture and to reading and to prayer. And that's where the relics of these new Franciscan martyrs killed by the Mohammedans in northern Africa made a visit, and he was inspired by the Holy Ghost to leave his order and to join. They say that St. Francis actually appeared to instruct him to do this, to join the newly founded Friars Minor. And he did so, but only with the idea in mind that it would be a shortcut to glory, that it would be God's will for him to die as a martyr. And he received the permission to become a Franciscan, but then his shortcut to glory was shortcut itself, and he was unable to go because he fell so terribly sick. And there he finally ended up on a boat that took him to Italy, to one of the famous meetings of the now very large Friars Minor, thousands of them. It was called the Chapter of the Mats because they all just had their own little mats. They didn't have a tent to sleep in. They just slept on mats in the outdoors. And the story is told that no one knew him, and he certainly wasn't going to blow his own horn about his background, knowledge, or accomplishments. And finally, he was sent to help out the cook at a small Franciscan hermitage in Italy. And that was the occasion when he was at a ordination with other clergy, secular and religious, that he was called upon under obedience to preach. And even though he wanted to be lost, and he was very happy to be lost, well, then he was found. And once he was found, they kind of kept an eye on him so as not to lose him again. You don't want to lose St. Anthony. You'd like to really have him on your side if you could. And he, in just a short amount of time, 11 years, really was one of those preacher saints who turned the tide against the Albigensian heresy in Europe, both in southern France and all throughout Italy. And the Pope himself heard him preach, and that's why he gave him the nickname Ark of the Covenant. He was so very, very impressed with him. And if it wasn't the preaching, well, then it was the miracles. But he didn't want people talking about his miracles. The man in southern France, Limousin, who gave him a room for the night and then saw that light glowing in his room and looked either under the door, the keyhole, different stories, or through the window, and he saw him being caressed by the baby Jesus. He tells him the next day, keep it a secret. Let it be hidden until I die. And then if you want to, you can tell people about it. He never wanted any fame for himself. And then, of course, obviously, there was the main story of the book that was lost, because books back then were so very precious, and the novice had run off with his notes for the teaching of his course on the Psalms of King David. It was a Psalter itself and had his own notes in it. And he was literally lost without it because he needed it to teach the seminarians, the young friars. And then that's when he prayed, and the devil himself was summoned to threaten the runaway novice that he should return the stolen book. And so he did. So I've imagined if St. Anthony is so great that he command demons to do his bidding, certainly he could help us to find our car keys or our glasses or whatever else. But don't limit St. Anthony. He's a most powerful saint. That is to say that we should ask him to find lost souls as well. Those for whom we pray and probably pray every day, St. Anthony would certainly take care of them too. He's a saint who is happy to be lost and who in his humility as a saint doesn't mind that we should bother him with the little domestic needs of daily life. Still, think how honored he would be, how pleased he would be if you, maybe this summer, were to set aside some time for what they call Lectio Divina, the divine reading. If you were to read a little bit of the sacred scripture, they say start with St. Luke, he's a good book, or else if you're doing the Old Testament, you can't beat the books of Kings for an interesting story and a very good read. Just read a little, and if you have a Haydock Bible, you have the footnotes, and that gives you a lot of good explanation. Or even, I always say, just your epistles and gospels of the masses that you've never read before. There's always some good study that could be done, and you could dedicate it this year, these 13 Tuesdays that start tomorrow, in honor of good St. Anthony. And then last of all, when you find yourself lost, that is to say, forgotten by others, no one's tooting your horn today, no one's praising you or paying attention to you or asking your advice or opinion, pray to St. Anthony. Ask him to show you how it's a good thing sometimes to be lost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.